This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, this show has correspondents all over the planet. And I'm so happy that we have one in Canada right now because they're calling it Tariff Tuesday up there. And it's pretty crazy. We're going to hear more about this tonight in the speech by President Trump. But Joe Warmington is our correspondent in Toronto with the Toronto Sun. Joe, you have no idea how excited I am to just get your perspective on all of this. How are you?
Well, I'm a hoser, eh? You know what? Patriotic. I don't know, but... Yeah, I don't think I've ever experienced a day like this. I mean, look at, I think a lot of us were comparing it to the pandemic day when I live in a big city, you know, Toronto's big like St. Louis, and, you know, there was no one downtown when they said the pandemic is on, everyone go home, and it was surreal. It was just like out of that movie Vanilla Sky when Tom Cruise is sort of in Times Square and there's no one there. Or like that Will Smith movie, you know, I Am Legend, like that. Now, this is a little bit different, but I never saw them taking American bourbon and Kentucky whiskey off the shelves. Usually when that's happening, there's a party or something, but usually they're stocking it up.
Yeah, so you said you wrote about this. I want you to explain what's going on, because you said this might have been the biggest alcohol story to hit Canada and the U.S. since Prohibition, right?
Well, there's no question about it. It's a billion-dollar industry. Ontario is the biggest purchaser, according to the premier, and I've heard this before. It's a big province. I mean, it's 15 million people here, and, you know, many people love American wines, California wines, and American bourbons. They're great American products. I mean, obviously, whether it's Jim Beam or whether it's Jack Daniels or whether it's Maker's Mark or all the California wines. So, you know, they have some clout. I mean, all of those states are going to be affected by this. It's a big customer here in Ontario. President Trump, you know, he's treated Canada like a chump, like some sort of a derelict neighbor, as opposed to, you know, a long neighbor that's been your best friend, has your back. Anything you ever need from us, we're there, with the exception of the Iraq War, which, you know, everyone knows was probably the right call now.
Yeah, you know, at this point, you're probably right about that. Yes.
so it's like, you know, it's a real kick in the head. I don't think anybody, I don't know. I mean, yes, our economy will collapse and we need America. There's no question about it. But I think there's damage here. I think there's a lot of hurt. I know I feel it. You know, I love President Trump, love America. Obviously, we all do. We grew up with it. That's why all the comics are, you know, a lot of the great comics are from here, because they grew up watching American TV, and, you know, you kind of come at it from a different perspective. And, you know, I can go through from John Kennedy to Norm MacDonald to Jim Carrey to Mike Myers. It goes on and on and on. There's many more.
Well, you know what? We had a strong, I just want you to know this, we had a strong John Candy reference on our show earlier this afternoon. We were taking a look back at John Candy, and it's interesting that you mentioned him. But look, I want the listeners to know something about Joe. He's been a great correspondent over the years on a lot of these woke topics. And it's not like, because I think people are going to hear some of the criticism, and you're making this very personal, understandably so. You're not a guy that has has TDS or anything like that. Anything but that, no. Right, Joe? And I just want the audience to recognize that.
No, I mean, not at all. In fact, I was very proud of the president and the vice president for kicking Zelensky out of the office, out of the Oval Office on Friday. I've been to Ukraine. I've covered that story. I went there in 2014. Obviously, I love Ukraine and Ukrainian people, and I've also covered Zelensky here in Canada. Don't hate him. But he was out of line. He was way, way out of line. Just telling the president about, you've washed it with this ocean. You got, you know, easy for you to say. Man, I wouldn't have cared. Even Sleepy Joe would have woke up for that one. So he had that coming. As for this Canada thing, it's the stupidest thing President Trump has ever done. He won't win this. The thing about Canadians, I think people in St. Louis know enough about it from Wayne Gretzky on down. Canadians are very kind people, and you know, obviously we have this. We're smaller than the U.S. not by land mass or any of that, but we were on those beaches in Normandy. We were in World War One. We won Vimy Ridge. We beat, you know, we took that hill. There's nobody tougher than Canadians when you push them around. And every American who's ever run into a Canadian in any kind of a battle, whether it's hockey or whatever it is, they know that. President Trump is going to learn that. And so is that Lutnick guy, you know, Mr. Cry Wolf. It is, we're going to pull it. We're not going to have it. We're going to have it. All this stuff. They're going to find out that these are not the people. You don't mess with your biggest trading partner. And it's stupid. The whole thing is ridiculous. Now, if it's some sort of a chess piece, as some people, and I don't doubt it, right, whether this sends a message to China or to Taiwan or other places to say, we better just sign it 16% because look what he did to Canada, then it's still evil because you're doing this to people here. You know, I'm a 60-year-old man. I've got a 12-year-old son. I started a little late. You know, $500,000 mortgage. I'm a Toronto guy. That's what a mortgage is when you started late. If this continues, my company will go bankrupt, most likely. You know, we'll lose our house, and we won't. You know, my son won't get to go to college. That's what's at stake here today. Sorry to have to.
No, look, Joe. Personal. Look, I want the honesty. I know
millions of people are facing that.
Yeah. I value your perspective more so because I know how active you've been on so many of these other issues, and I've appreciated that. And let me get you one response, because one thing that people should know: you're no fan of Trudeau, but here's what he said today.
What he wants is to see a total collapse of the Canadian economy, because that'll make it easier to annex us, is the second half of his thought. Now, first of all, that's never going to happen. We will never be the 51st state. But yeah, he can do damage to the Canadian economy, and he's started this morning. But he is rapidly going to find out, as American families are going to find out, that that's going to hurt people on both sides of the border.
So Trudeau says that Trump's goal here is to annex Canada. What do you think about that? And I guess the follow-up would be, do you see this as more just a vindictiveness on Trump's part because he hates Trudeau?
Well, I think it's all of the above. But, you know, you can't go into an airport and say something. You know, certain things you can't say. And Trump has said it over and over and over about the 51st state. At first, people thought it was a joke. I knew he wasn't joking. He can covet us and he can want us. I mean, he doesn't want Canada. Believe me, it's as woke and liberal as anywhere else. He wants Alberta, Saskatchewan, and perhaps Manitoba, where the Hudson's Bay Churchill port is. And that will take him straight to Greenland. He wants that. And before the Panama Canal was built, that shipping season up, that northern shipping season was huge. Plus, the Arctic is really big for Russia, rare earth minerals. Remember who's in his ear is Elon Trump, or Elon Musk, sorry.
Musk, right.
And the Freudian slip there. But it's like, look, when Prime Minister Trudeau is sounding good to Canadians, conservative Canadians, you know you got problems. Look, Trump's going to back down on this at some point. Either he'll do it tonight or tomorrow, or he'll learn the hard way. Because everything that Canada has, from lumber to steel to nickel to potash to oil, and there's a lot of other things. Americans need, everything's integrated, including the auto industry. I understand why President Trump wants to deliver jobs to those swing states, because he won all seven of them, and he's got to get those jobs. But who's going to buy the F-150 trucks? You're not going to buy them over there in Seoul, South Korea, or in Japan. You know where they buy them? They buy the Ram truck, they buy the Ford F-150, and they buy the Chevy Colorado, all those trucks right here in Canada, buy the truckload. I mean, everybody I know either has one or wants one. I want one. I can't afford it. But the reality of it is they're not going to buy them here anymore. If we're not going to be a part of making them, you know, that sort of U.S.-Mexico deal, where do you think they're going to, you know, who's going to buy them? So it's a stupid move. And, you know, we'll see what happens. And, you know, you can be like, you can be bigger and tougher and even smarter and still lose. And you're going to lose this one. And so, you know, anybody listening, you know, I do very much respect President Trump. I've met him. I've had good rapport with him. I like all the cabinet. I think they're doing a really outstanding job. But this is foolhardy, and it really should stop. And you just don't do it on the point of your neighbor. There's no reason to do this. Trudeau's leaving, like, in 4 days. We're going to have a new prime minister in 4 days. So maybe that's when President Trump will drop this.
Well, look, here's just for some perspective, Joe, and for the audience that didn't listen earlier, I've had two guests on this hour who are normally all in on Trump. Blake Hurst, who's a farmer here in Missouri, and I could hear it in his voice. He's worn out. It's been a tough day for him. We got high winds moving in, so that makes it even tougher. But he was talking about how the prices are going up, you know, for what he gets from Canada, potting soil and beyond. And you, the supporter of President Trump, no fan of Pierre Trudeau, you know, kind of being honest about this. And I appreciate your honesty. I've got issues with the tariffs. I'm not an expert on this, but a lot of the American people, I think, maybe view it this way, and I hope that it's this way. We see this more as a negotiating tool, and I think a lot of people hope that this is going to work out. But I know that there are real consequences on the line here, Joe, and I can hear it in your voice.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know what? The reality of it is that I guess Canada has benefited because, we've taken it for granted and we feel entitled to that market because we're right next door and we feel like we're family. You know, we might have a disagreement here or there. There's obviously a liberal conservative divide, things like that, and all that. But never have we ever had an American president do what President Trump has done this, not just today, but the last, you know, couple months since he started floating this thing. But in addition to that, I think that, I mean, it does hurt a little bit. You know, my son, I wrote about the shirts that they're selling and the hats, and I bought my son a hat. Canada's not for sale, and he wore it to school. He's actually wearing it in his jam session over at the music shop here, which we'll have to cancel if we lose our job. That's $4,000 a year to have them piano and guitar here. So they're messing with our life here. And you could say, well, you know what, you don't get our market, but the reality of it is that a lot of the, you know, U.S. manufacturing, whatever's left of it, is from the byproducts of Canadian minerals, Canadian water, Canadian lumber, Canadian steel, all these things. These are real things. This isn't just like, oh, we're better than you, and we're bigger than you, and we're smarter than you, and you guys are a bunch of dummies. I mean, anybody that talks like that, you never have success. But I'll just say this, and it's not ruining my respect or whatever for the Trump administration, not at all. We'll work it out. He can say what he wants to say. But I just say this, when you're messing with Canadians and you're down, it's the wrong people. You will see that. This is a strong group of people here. This is a northern place. This is a tough, tough place, just like Russia is a tough place. You don't win wars in Russia, and you don't win wars in Canada. Americans didn't win that war in 1812, and there's a reason for that. It's because this is a tough, tough group of people. Now, so is President Trump, but no one is tougher than a Canadian when the Canadian has to stand on guard for the, you wait and see what will happen. Remember, I said it on your show, you'll have me back when this is won by Canada. It will be won by Canada in the end, and it will be tail between the legs for President Trump. Hopefully it won't destroy his presidency, because that's what I was going to say when I started to talk like this. That's what hurts probably as much as the rest of it, is that I want President Trump to succeed. And, you know, when somebody's going down and you see a beat manhole cover that's, you know, not you know that you're going to fall through it, and you can't yell and say, hey, listen, don't step there. That's what I'm trying to say right now. And there's a lot of people listening now that know exactly what I'm talking about. This is a horrible, horrible, horrible mistake.
Well, I think a lot of people would agree with you. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to get you on here today, Joe. Thank you so much. Hang in there, all right?
Well, let's go back. Have me back sometime when things are more positive, because, you know, I like talking to you, and Mark is great, you know, to talk to you. But hopefully we'll have better time,
We'll have better times, and we can at least close this conversation with commonality and joy that Justin Trudeau is leaving finally, right? We can agree on that.
You know what? Maybe because of this, he won't be leaving. We'll believe that when we see it.
We don't want that. Well, that would definitely turn the table down here. Hey, Joe, thank you so much. It's awesome. Hang in there.
I hope your Congress isn't serious about letting men play in women's sports or whatever that is. That's the real story.
Tell me about it. Insanity. They're pretty good at insanity in Washington. Joe Warmington from the Toronto Sun. Appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.